welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm here today with Ashley Jones and Katie Hamm, who are dietetic interns with the Vanderbilt Dietetic Internship Program, and we're going to be talking about what today?
Today we're going to be talking about artificial sweeteners and whether or not they are negatively affecting our health.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a really interesting topic that probably a lot of people are wondering about. Well, my first question for you is, what are artificial sweeteners?
Well, basically, artificial sweeteners are a low-calorie or calorie-free replacement for sugar.
Why are they in your foods?
They have actually been started to be being used in our foods because of the rising obesity epidemic, as well as the increasing number of people with diabetes, because they are a calorie-free alternative to sugar. The amount of sugar that was in our diet was causing a lot of weight gain throughout the United States, and they're several times sweeter than sugar, so a smaller amount can be used to produce the same flavor.
Oh, I see. What are some of the common artificial sweeteners that we usually hear of?
Some of the most common sweeteners are sucralose, which goes by the brand name Splenda, aspartame, which goes by Equal, and there's a new one on the market, Stevia, and you can find that in products like Truvia.
Oh, okay. I've heard of some of those. Now, I've heard some things in the news about an association to risk for cancer. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. The National Cancer Institute has said, despite some of the earlier studies that did show a link to increased rates for cancer, that there are no conclusive studies to show an increased risk for those types of health concerns. In the media, aspartame and saccharin have been most likely linked, but aspartame has been researched more often and has been found to be safe, while saccharin you probably want to keep at a minimum because there is a more research showing a link between bladder cancer in men.
Oh, okay. Can you talk a little bit about the actual concept of how much sweetener you should use and should you use sugar instead?
The key is really to just use everything in moderation. And if you decide to use artificial sweeteners, then just use them in moderation. If you wouldn't drink 3 regular Cokes a day, don't drink 3 Diet Cokes a day. So just everything in moderation. And remember that sugar and these artificial sweeteners don't really have any nutritional value. There's no vitamins and minerals. So it's important to not use artificial sweeteners to replace healthy foods in your diet, such as fruits and vegetables and whole grains. So it's important to use these as a sugar replacer and not necessarily a replacer of healthy foods. And actually, artificial sweeteners are regulated by the FDA, and they have set aside an adequate daily intake for each artificial sweetener. So if you want to see what amount has been proven to be safe, then you can look that up online.
Oh, okay. Do you happen to know the website off the top of your head?
Would be FDA.gov.
Oh, that makes it easy. Okay. Is there anything else that people need to know about sweeteners in general, or have you covered everything?
Of course there's more to know, and I'd say just keep up to date with the research because they're always coming out with research. It takes about 10 years for them really to develop enough research to qualify something as safe. So just keep yourself educated about the topic, and it's really something that you have to decide for yourself whether you want to use artificial sweeteners or real sugar.
Okay, well thank you both so much. That was very informative.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.